Do you wake up with more aches and pains in the morning than you did when you went to bed at night? Maybe it's time to upgrade your mattress. Right now, you can save $50 on the 10-inch Aslin Medium Firm with code REGULARJOE10 or save $400 off the Aslin 13 Medium Soft with code REGULARJOE13. Visit AslinMattress.com. Aslin Mattress is a family-owned small business with the most comfortable and affordable mattress in the luxury bedding category. Cheaper than all the other online competitors without sacrificing the high quality. Aslin Mattresses gives you a top layer beaded gel and phase change memory foam, which gives you a cool, comfortable pressure relief. The next level is the next generation memory foam for proper transition of all body shapes and sleep positions. The third layer is made up of active support foam, keeping the spine properly aligned. Goodbye, back pain. One of my favorites is the 13-inch medium plush. Because of its soft and refreshing feel that doesn't give away to sag like other mattresses do. Save $50 on the 10-inch Aslin Mattress Firm with code REGULARJOE10 or save $400 on the Aslin 13 Medium Soft with code REGULARJOE13. Visit AslinMattress.com.
Hello there and welcome, Joe Giganti, Regular Joe with you on this Freedom Friday. We're going to do a freedom quote. I didn't do one last hour. Who do I blame? Oh, yeah, I blame me for that. I'm the one that forgot. So we did two of them back to back here in hour two. This one from one of our hometown Higley heroes there, Senator Ron Johnson. I want to err on the side of constitutional liberty and freedom. I think that is the... That is a wonderful prescription to being successful when applying questions of what to do and how to do it. He said, I want to err on the side of constitutional liberty and freedom, which I think kind of goes well with this quote from Abraham Lincoln. The shepherd drives the wolf from the sheep's throat, for which the sheep thanks the shepherd as his liberator, while the wolf denounces him for the same act as the destroyer of liberty. Plainly, the sheep and the wolf are not agreed upon in the definition of liberty. Now, this is one of our common questions, right? What is it? What does it mean? Because you can have liberals say, well, liberty is having a drag queen stripper at a high school senior prom in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I think the point that Abraham Lincoln's trying to get to is not that it's a subjective question, but there is a perspective, and there's one that sees things clearly, and there's one that sees it from a selfish point of view. The wolf's point of view is quite selfish. It wants to eat that sheep. The shepherd, the good shepherd, right, protects the sheep from the wolves. And that is exactly what these parents did out in Albuquerque with this. Now, again, I finished the hour. If you missed it, you can get the podcast, RegJoeShow.com, R-E-G, Joe Show. You can get the whole show as one podcast. We individually post the segments as well. But this story out of Albuquerque, it's crazy. The Atrisco Heritage Academy, public high school, parents knew nothing of it, but it was responded to in relative short order. And that's part of what caught my eye on the story. Parents were outraged. They responded immediately. In less than a week, they replaced the principal and put other people on leave, although they're still not saying exactly how it happened. It seems that they're not... Think about it this way. You've got, what, 3-4 weeks left in the school year? For most high schools, maybe 4 weeks. The fact that if they're senior proms there, you know you're on the end of the year. The fact the school responded so quickly means, rightly so, that they're afraid of the reaction from parents, and they knew they couldn't soft-shoe it and do the, oh, we're looking into it, individual right, blah, 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 and all this other nonsense. The fact they responded so quickly tells them that people are serious, and they're tired of this. They're tired of children being used as pawns in these twisted, leftist, progressive social experiments. Which brings me to this story from thefederalist.com. Old friend Matt Kittle writing this about the newly, relatively newly renamed Southern Wisconsin Bird Alliance, formerly known as the Madison Audubon. Now, they want to teach your students in grade school about birds. Seems like it's... what could be wrong with that? Well, because what they teach is what they call the diversity, equity, and inclusion, or as they like to say, they explore the animal sexuality and gender fluidity with fourth graders of birds. In other words, it's a thinly veiled, hard left, LGBTQIP, two-spirit, 9 or 7, 5 agenda.
The Regular Joe Radio Show.